Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, Robin, come here. Right, Mummy's upstairs in the shower, right? So while she's upstairs in the shower, I want you to quickly say, this week's podcast.
This week's podcast
is sponsored by my daddy's 2020 tour.
My daddy's 2020 tour
on sale now. Tickets at chrisramseycomedy.com.
Tickets at
chrisramseycomedy.com.
ChrisRamseyEconomy.com
/gigs.
/gigs.
Good lad. High five.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. You're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. We are currently on holiday.
Holidays.
But we love you so much, and we love doing this podcast, that we thought, you know what? Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Out of office reply.
Number two. We're actually not on holiday, though, as this comes out. As this comes out, we're not on holiday. We're here. When
the last one
came out, we're on holiday. But at the time of trying to record this one, we're at home.
Right, okay.
So this is an out-of-office reply. This is a collection of loads of different stuff that people have asked us. But we are... It might seem
You're
weird that we're in the country.
More no,
but what it is I don't want people to go, why is it one on... Why is it... Why are you not doing... Well, not that they'll be bothered, but like, why are you here, but it's not here? But it's because at the time of recording, it's got to be done a few days beforehand.
Right. Okay, basically, we've had a lovely holiday. We've tanned. We might not have survived.
Rosie,
we could have died on the
burnt.
Plane.
Rosie, I got burnt.
Oh, who knows?
Oh, I got burnt so badly.
I've got anxiety thinking about this now.
Yeah, why?
This could... Well, we might die.
Right. Oh, well, don't say that.
You never know.
We're flying out on separate flights anyway. That's weird, isn't it?
Great.
Yeah. Flying out on separate flights. Oh, I hope yours goes down and not mine.
I'm with the Bane.
Oh,
right, nasty. This is episode 26. It's just got really grim. Things have got upsetting. Hope you enjoy.
That's going to be my main holiday, though, you know. The main bit of my holiday is going to be that flight on my own without a toddler. And then when I get there, the work will start.
I hope you have a lovely time.
That's what it was. I think it's free drink.
I'm being massively sarcastic. I hope it's horrible. Hope you get leg cramps. Hope someone spills the food on you. And I hope you've got a crying baby
next food?
To you.
Do you mean hot food?
Either.
Right, I'm taking this bit.
Egg mayonnaise.
Egg mayonnaise for a flight. Do you know Carl Hutchinson once spilled a brand, like a literally not been drunk yet. When we're on tour, he spilled a full large latte on our tour manager in the airport.
That's awful.
In the just before the flight, they sat down at the table and Carl hit the table and a full latte went all over Reese's jeans and Reese just stood up and Carl just pissed himself laughing.
What time of year was it?
It was summer.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was like a spring tour. Yeah,
that's
late spring
be
tour.
Really smelly.
Reese just had a run. He threw his jeans in the toilet in the bin and in the toilets changed into some new jeans.
Glad it all got sorted in the end.
He did that the other way around. He didn't run to a bin, take his jeans off, throw them, and then run in his underpants to a toilet to change. He changed first, just so you all know.
I wasn't listening.
Good.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, guys.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle. gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
It's time for...
Questions from the public. Public. Dear Chris and Rosie, big fan of the podcast. Keep it up.
We bloody will. When my son's ill upstairs, we'll still be slaving away.
Truth. I have a question. Recently, in work, we were talking about what grooming we all undertake to get ready for summer. They live in a seaside town. Jesus, what seaside town? Seaside town you're living in where you're all getting ready to grooming for summer?
Jesus, yeah.
We live in a seaside town. It's cold as out.
Yeah, exactly. God, the only grooming I do, I'm bloody... trim my nose hair, maybe?
This is... They must live in, like, Torquay or something where it's hot.
Even then, though. Unless you live in...
They've got palm trees there.
Well, right, yeah. Good. Giant pineapples.
Yeah. Okay, so these weirdos with four fingers living in seaside towns that are really hot.
But, yeah, sorry, the way they're saying it, we were all talking about how we're going, was it Dawson's Creek? Was it the OC? We're all talking about how we're going to get ready for the summer, and it's going to be our last summer together before we all go off to college, so
hey,
we
guys.
Wanted all our pubes to be nice and short.
Let's all get grooming this weekend. Don't forget to get your groom on.
Who sits around at work talking about what the fuck's wrong with everyone?
These
hey, I'm glad
do.
I haven't got a normal job. You're all lunatics.
Right. My co-workers were horrified to hear that I veet my boyfriend's back for him.
Great.
Veet, for anyone who doesn't know what veet is a hair removal company.
Yeah. Cream. Yeah.
Open to sponsorship.
Oh, yeah. Thank hair removal creams
always.
Are available. Yeah.
I find a hairy man sexy, but I draw the line at hairy backs.
Yeah.
Hairist.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, God.
See, I don't. So you don't find a hairy
man
attractive.
Got to take the smooth. That's another one.
That's good. As is the theme with this podcast, I took a poll.
Of course you did.
Turns out 70%, she's even turned it into a percentage.
Wonderful.
Turns out 70% of people wouldn't veet their partner's backs. I want to know, I'm guessing this is for me, do you find hairy men sexy? Where do you stand on helping your partner with their grooming habits?
Grooming.
Much love, Anonymous from Torquay. Do I find hairy men sexy?
Yeah.
I'm not really that bothered. I'm just trying to think if I've ever been with a hairy man. Let me go back in the back catalogue.
Well, this is fun to watch. this is great.
Let me just think of all my past encounters.
Yeah. Mm. Could be a while, guys.
Oh, you were really pissed. Can't remember. Don't think he took his top off. Hang on. What was his name? No idea. No, I don't actually. I've decided no.
Christ alive. I'm glad because I'm the least hairy man in the world.
I know, and that's why
I've
I'm
got
married.
No hair. I'm smooth. I'm like a seal.
You are really smooth.
I am.
You've got lovely hairy legs, though.
I'm like a dolphin. Yeah. With hairy legs.
Yeah.
Ugh, I just imagined a dolphin with human hairy legs, and I got all sad.
They haven't got legs.
I know, but I know I had them.
Oh,
on.
They had.
Yeah, they were just superimposed on. I feel really sorry for blokes who've got hairy backs because it's really horrible. Like, you know, no one likes it. 70% of people there. A mate of mine, when I went on my stag do, he'd shaved his back and I didn't realise. Mm. He'd shaved it, right? And I didn't realise until around the pool and I put my arm around him for a photo and it was like cuddling a cactus.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. Like I was like, oh my God. He was like, oh, I shaved me back the other day and I had grown back through. I was like, oh, you poor bugger.
See, my thing is, if you love someone, it doesn't matter. It's just a bit of hair. Yeah. I actually don't think it would really bother me.
Well, she
to
might
be honest.
Like veeting it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Love a bit of veet.
It's just, you know, it's just hair at the end of the day. It doesn't matter.
I've veeted my toes before. I've got hairy toes.
You've got
I?
Really hairy toes.
That's all I've got.
I love them.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Where do you stand on helping your partner with their grooming habits? You tan my back.
I do tan your back.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy it. I put it even spread on.
You do?
A little bit rough. A little bit rough. I giggled. A little bit rough, but I put it... I just thought there about the idea of tanning me mate's back, who I've just mentioned there. He would rip the bloody mitt to shreds.
Oh, stop it. Oh, no. I feel really bad for hairy men now.
People have to get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, I find yous all really sexy.
One of my mates, when I was younger, we went on a lad's holiday, and I remember at school we had PE once, and he had his shorts on, and I have never seen hairy legs like it in my life. The thickest, most ridiculous hairy legs you've ever seen
and
in
that's
your
at
life.
School as well.
And he was white lad, right? But his legs were black with hair, right. Like completely. Mm. And he, on holiday, I saw he had his trunks on the pool, and I was like, oh, and I looked at his legs, and I was like, bloody hell. And it just looked like normal. And I was like, what did he do? He's like, oh, I gave them a number two. So he didn't completely shave them. He just gave them like a trim. And they look amazing.
Class. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Years ago, I used to get a lift to work with my best friend's dad, and he picked me up from outside a well-known high street bank.
Okay.
As a youngster, I used to go out most nights, and one particular morning as I was waiting for him, my throat was so dry from dehydration / hungover. I was desperate for a drink. On looking around, I noticed the bank had received a milkman delivery, and so I sneakily peeled off the lid, had a little sip, and put the lid carefully back on so no one would know.
Oh.
As I stood up, I realised to my horror, there was a camera pointing straight at me. Of course, it's a bank. From this day onwards, I had to get the bus. My best friend's dad thought it was because he listened to Terry Wogan, and I didn't like it. I have never been able to relay this story to anyone without tears streaming down my face and laughter.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What story do you have that makes you cry at your own stupidity? Love the show, Sarah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I mean, what you're doing, taking a sip and putting it back. Take the whole bottle. Someone will nip out at lunchtime.
Well, I've got three issues with this.
Oh.
Right. First issue. Who says yes to getting a lift to work off the best friend's dad?
Bit weird, to be honest. Like, Bit weird.
Yeah.
Unless the best friend was in the car as well.
No, well, she hasn't said that.
Yeah. It seems innocent. It's
no,
innocent.
I don't think there's anything dodgy in it. Yeah. I would just
I'll be honest
find
with
it
when the email
weird.
Started, I thought it was going down a different route.
No,
I thought this is going to be dark.
No, it's not. I promise right, okay. you. But I just find that a bit weird. Second thing.
Yeah.
The last thing I would want is a drink of milk.
100%. Yeah, I totally agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Hungover and dry mouth. Oh, I'll have a lovely bit of milk off this doorstep.
Aye,
air temperature.
Lukewarm. Oh, God. And thirdly, don't put it back. You said don't put it back.
Yeah.
Don't That's disgusting.
Just neck the whole thing.
Take
or steal
the whole
it.
Thing.
You should have looked up. You should have owned it. You should have looked up at that camera, picked up the milk, done like a cheers to the camera, and then walked
Left
off.
Left 50 pence.
Yeah. Yeah, put a quid down on the floor.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Send them a letter.
Yeah.
Write them a text.
Yeah.
Email, phone call, something like that. I think a story that makes me cry at my own stupidity was when I smashed my tooth for the first time.
Brilliant.
Do you remember? Well, yeah. Obviously you didn't know us then.
I didn't know.
But I was very drunk. Yeah. Walking down a bank to the chip shop, and I fell over onto my knees.
Yeah.
Didn't put my hands out. And I put my tooth out.
Oh, God. That
smashed my front
right
tooth.
Through me, that, like.
What a moron. I literally, my hands went behind my back, like,
like a
and
swan
it went,
dive.
Donk.
Oh.
Can I do a donk? Ready? That's how I hit my tooth.
That actually sounded quite enamel-y, that. I didn't like that at all.
And then, crack my tooth. And the most shocking thing is that about 4 years later, I did it again.
Brilliant.
Did the same thing again.
Drunk again?
Drunk.
Awesome.
At a cash point. Angela, my friend, was getting money out. I was stood behind her. I went over on my ankle. She said 1 minute I was stood there. Then she turned around and I was just on the floor and I'd cracked my tooth again.
Jesus.
The same tooth.
Why have you got so much faith in this tooth to stop
I
break
don't know.
Your falls?
I really don't know.
What's wrong with you? Like Dennis the Menace's dog.
Nasha.
It's the one friggin' tooth at the front.
Can you believe that it happened twice to the same tooth?
Haven't met you, yes.
Right.
I'm surprised you've got all your teeth.
But I didn't, do you know, I didn't burst my lip or nothing.
No?
Didn't, you just didn't, pro- I like, I must have just
cheese.
Went, ah! Goofy, like, ah! Horrible. Hate that story.
Oh, God.
It does make me laugh, though. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Got one here. Hi, Chris and Rosie. A very simple question. That's what we're like. Which way do your clothes face in the wardrobe? Do they all have to face the same way, or does it not matter to you? My husband has all of his clothes facing right, which I think is weird, or mine face left, which I think is the correct way.
What kind of people do we attract to this podcast?
Can I just say, these are my favourite kind of questions. I love that. I'd have these kind of questions over, you know, anything political or any kind of big issues any day of the week.
Great.
I love stuff like
that. That's from Kirsty Reed. Thank you so much, Kirsty.
Kirsty Reed, I have never thought about this until this moment. And my mind has just opened up. And I'm picturing my wardrobe in my head. And
which
all
way
my
do yours face?
Left.
Oh, so you do actually have a way to face them?
Aye, and I didn't realise until now.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I.
All mine face left.
Mine face left.
Yeah.
How funny.
I
read that and thought, what? No, your clothes don't face a certain way. They do.
So all you've got to do is picture your picture jackets. Picture a jacket or a cardigan. The opening is
face
always
is the same
facing
way.
The left for
left.
Me.
Left. Yeah. Same. Left. High five. Yeah, lefties. High five. What does that mean?
I don't know. There might be a psychological reason for that. I really don't know.
Is it not to do with hangers?
Well,
which way the hanger is?
No, I mean, obviously, I put the hanger so that it hooks over as you put in. I don't know who's putting it the other way, so that it hooks sort of, so the hook's
pointing.
Yeah,
no, you can't do that.
T-shirts and stuff, I mean, I sometimes put them in inside out on the hanger, but they're still facing left. Isn't that weird? I'll put a T-shirt inside out on a hanger. If I've got the washing, I've got a pile of washing.
Yeah.
Well, half a pile if you've done it. Right. And I'll be putting...
Says the man who doesn't unfold his clothes before he hangs them in the... Really? Really? Got a leg to stand on? Don't think so.
And I'll hook it on... And I'll, yeah, so the label will be facing right because it'll be on the back of the shirt, but the front of the inside of the shirt will be facing left.
Oh, man. I'm really, really glad that that's not some really nuts question because honestly...
That's banging.
When I heard that, I was like, this is insane, but it's true. It's true. Well done, Kirsty. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And your husband's a weirdo.
Yay! Just while we're on it, I just want to just quickly say a massive thank you to everybody who emails in and sends questions. I promise that we'll read them, mostly me. I do read them. I don't reply to them all. I'm so sorry. But thank you so, so much for keep sending them because it's great and we'll love it. And I'm going to get a bit gushy, but I just love that we get lovely messages and stuff.
And weird ones. They're the best.
The weird ones are the best. But thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've not been having a debate in the office, good for you, but I have been quietly observing people for some years. Years?
Years?
Yeah. And I've decided the toast test is the ultimate way to catch a psychopath.
Wow, okay.
Okay. Do you and Chris, A, slice your toast / sandwich into triangles?
Right.
Diagonal.
Okay,
imagine
two triangles,
that.
A diagonal from top corner
from
to bottom
top
corner.
Top corner to bottom corner.
Yeah.
B, slice your toast / sandwich into rectangles horizontally halfway down the slice to create a top and a bottom.
Yeah.
So that's...
I had a sandwich earlier on and I did that.
Or do it, in the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Or C, slice your toast sandwich into rectangles vertically.
That's... No.
In the put maniac. I myself slice into triangles as it makes me feel posh. I do the same.
Yeah.
Like.
Sometimes I do.
Diagonally.
Well, do you know what I love to do? I love to slice diagonal from top left corner to the bottom.
Yeah.
Not into fours, just into twos, right?
Yeah.
And then I open it like a book. Right?
Oh, nice.
And then I put a little pile of crisps
little
in between.
Little crisps inside, like at a cafe.
Like I'm working in a gastro pub and I'm about to give them one and I go, here's your tuna on white bloomer.
Yeah.
With, you know.
With a portion of kettle chips.
Yeah, with a portion of chili crisps.
Oh, that's what the sensations.
Chili, yeah, there we go. I don't tell them.
I love crisps.
If I work in my gastro pub, I don't tell them the brand of the crisp because they could just buy some. I just go, chili crisps.
They'd usually be that though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but don't tell them.
Okay. Sorry. a bit of coleslaw.
Oh, I don't know.
And three salad leaves.
Yeah. Who's slicing top to bottom?
Well, she's put, I myself slice into triangles as it makes me feel posh. Anyone who does C is an absolute maniac and we cannot be friends. That's from Lauren Cooper. And Lauren, I agree.
Yeah, that's top to bottom. So hold on. Is there another way to do it? Corner to corner, cross the middle, top to bottom. Is there another way? There's no other way.
I wonder whether someone does it like three quarters.
And just has a little crust bit.
Just has a little crust bit with the end and then has a massive full sandwich.
I would do that if I had a certain size lunchbox and I had to drop it in and I had to cut a bit off.
Maybe, yeah. Or cut the crusts off.
Yeah. I used to cut the crusts off.
Oh, why am I not surprised? That does not surprise me at all.
Sorry, correction. Me mum used to cook them for us.
Definitely. No, I love a crust, me. I've come to love crusts over the years. My mum would never have cut our crust off. Just wouldn't happen.
Bollocks. You maybe, but you used to sieve spaghetti bolognese for your brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kevin. Yeah. The mistake. She's making up for it.
The mistake.
My mum used to sieve. I'm so sorry, Kevin. My mum used to sieve my spaghetti bolognese as well, Kev, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a boy thing or whether he was the youngest or what. He got away with murder.
Mums and their boys, man.
Should never have done that for us. I seen her peel an apple for Robin and I was like, you lucky little bastard.
Peeling an apple.
Yeah, we know. It was like, the skin's the best bit.
Looked like, I caught him once eating the peeled apple. I thought he was eating a fucking raw potato. Mm. Well, weird.
I know. See? Grandparents.
Soft as shit.
Dicks. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. This is really interesting.
Okay.
Right. Just to clarify, I've started doing all the questions because Chris, you can't be asked. Top comedy podcast and Chris can't be asked. I'm holding the fort.
You are better at them. You are much better at the questions than me. I kept doing them, you're going, we've had one like that. And I was going, oh, sorry.
That is true, actually. And I genuinely do love reading them all, but this one is great. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I'm in a bit of a dilemma and looking for some advice. Here to help. I've recently obtained a promotion at work, which has given me a 20% pay rise. I haven't told my wife about this yet, and I don't know whether I should or not.
What?
Yep. The last time I got a rise like this, my wife took the liberty of going part-time. Just because we could afford to, meaning that I was working harder without actually seeing any benefit. He's really pissed off. I've mentioned this to my colleagues at work and they cannot believe that I'm even contemplating it.
Wow.
FYI, all of our wages go into a shared account. After all the bills are paid, the leftovers is split between each of us to do what we want with. She has nothing to do with financials in the house and would never know if I gave myself the extra money I'm earning. I wasn't planning on keeping it from her forever, just once I've had a bit of fun for myself, maybe a year or so. What would you do? Shh, you have to keep me anonymous for obvious reasons.
Can I just say,
cuntbag.
Can I say, I'm already feeling the pressure of having this secret burden on me. Like, I already feel a bit ill that I know this secret now.
Why did you get married?
Don't get
married. If you don't want to share everything and you feel like some sort of burden that you... Oh, no, that's the wrong word. you're a dick. I think this person is a dick.
Well, I've never understood people who've got this mother fucking son relationship in marriages.
Okay.
Like, that sounds to me like her, like their sort of dynamic is her going, you spent all your pocket money on that. Like, it sounds really weird dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would never do that to me. Like, all right, if I came in with three fucking magic beans and told you there were $5,000, you'd be like, why have you spent $5,000 on three magic beans? What the hell's wrong with you? You've lost all sense of reality kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm just picking random numbers out of the air there.
Uh-huh.
But to just, to be at the situation where you've got to hide something from them.
That's what, this is
financial
what I mean.
Financial-wise.
But why get married? Why get married?
Yeah.
Don't get married. Like, literally, he's got a 20% pay rise. He clearly works very hard. Good on him.
Congrats.
It's, you know, he should be able to spend his money on what he wants. Yeah. Don't get married, because when you get married, you are marrying in, it's not just a day, a nice day. It's everything that goes with it.
Yeah.
You share everything. You should be happy for each other, and it should work. And I just find that, I don't know, I just find that really, really sad.
However, is communication not just the problem here? Is she not, is that, if you think of it from his point of view, right, just playing devil's avocado here, if he gets the 20% pay rise and he's got more money, then he turns to her and goes, hey, look, 20% pay rise, and she goes, oh, cool, that means I can have days off now. Is it not a bit shitty of her to do that?
Yeah, totally.
And also, but to be fair, mate, who texted this in, or emailed this in, you need to talk about it.
That's what I'm saying.
You need to go, look, I've got this 20% extra. By the way, if you turn around now and say you want to just have days off instead, I'm really fucked off.
That's not going to work.
Because I think that's harsh. Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree. And I would be a little bit pissed off if I just got an amazing job and you were like, I'm going to do nothing. I'm just going to sit on my ass all day. I'd be like, well, that's not on.
Rosie, what do you think I'm building up to? Podcast? You got your Instagram? What do you think I'm building up to? Soon people on Twitter are going to be going, you're not tuned anymore. I'm a bollocks.
I know. Well, you know, well, see, look, I quit my job when we had Robin, and it was the worst thing I ever did.
Yeah.
And I felt lost, and like full-time motherhood was just not for me. And it was lovely. I'm really grateful that I got to do it. But personally, it was hell on earth, like in my brain, if that makes sense, for me mental health. But I don't know, looking back on it, on this email, maybe you're completely right, and it is just a total lack of communication. I don't know if it's a straight, or is a wife, isn't it? Yeah, sorry. Maybe she does just spend all of the money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, we're talking about this. I know I was very harsh at first, but maybe she is just really doesn't give a shit and just goes mental.
Yeah. So do you want to apologise for calling him a CUNT bag?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know, I'm so sorry for anyone who was offended by that.
Let's read his email out for a laugh. Come on. Let's read his email address out. Come on. I'm joking, don't. You considered it. I saw your face.
No. I'm not.
Yeah, I think that you need to talk about that, dude. It's a weird one. It is a weird one.
I feel like I've done a bit of a 180.
Yeah, because I feel like if he's getting more money, you can't just go, well, that means I can do shit all. Why don't you just not tell her, save it up, and then in years to come, go, do you know we've got 20 grand savings?
Mm.
And she goes, what? And then you go, oh yeah, I got an extra thingy, but I've kept it for a pension. That would be a good idea.
That would be nice.
Yeah? She can't backdate her days off unless he tells her and she just drops to the deck and lies down for a year.
True. Yeah, exactly. Like, whatever. I feel like I've read that in our situation.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I've read that if it was you, I'd be raging.
Yeah.
Because
if I hadn't told you.
If you hadn't told me, I'd be like, well, why haven't you told us? But obviously their situation's different. So I feel like I've totally kind of flipped on me thinking. I don't know. Gosh, this is hard. Are we meant to actually give advice? Or are we just
I don't know. That's the thing, right? So they ask us advice. Sometimes we'll come up with funny stuff. And then sometimes we'll get really into it. And then I think, shit, but what if I tell him to do this? And then I'll get an email going, yeah, so I had a discussion about it and she wanted to have the time off and I got them out and now we're divorced. Cheers, the Ramses.
Yeah, listen, get divorced.
Yeah.
Just split up. Keep your money separate. Everyone's a winner.
I like the fact that once all the bills are paid, they get half of the money each. Like they've had they've done a car boot sale and they're divvying up the money at the end. It's like, what are you doing? Like,
crack on. This is a problem in a lot of relationships where people have joint accounts, people have separate accounts. And some people are better with money than others.
Yeah.
I know I've got a few friends whose partners are terrible with money.
Yeah.
And they're always like, oh my God, they'll just spend loads of money and then we've got no money left at the end of the month, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a bit of that as well.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's why I've got a few like sort of accounts that you don't know. But oh, shit.
What?
Did I say that out loud?
Excuse me? That's funny. It's funny that you think that I wouldn't have that as well.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? All the sponsorship money from all our lucrative sponsors, that goes into a separate account that you don't even know about.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah, but... but... still an account.
Excited to see that. Babadoo, 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 ba. I listen to the podcast every week and I love it. And I'm an avid viewer of Rosie's Instagram stories. Having a daughter the same age as Robin, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've stayed at a hotel while working away and wanted to get your thoughts on making the bed before you leave. Do you guys make hotel beds before you leave them?
Fuck no, you're stupid. Why would I do that?
Well, yeah, I kind of put it back. Like, I don't make it, but I kind of just put it back.
Nah, absolutely not.
No.
Nah. What I do is, what I do try and do, every single towel I've used... I throw it in the bath or the shower.
So they know
that the ones hanging on the rail are still clean. Because sometimes they'll come in and if the towels are all over, they'll just get every single towel. And half of them you haven't used. So it's just, you know, it's killing the environment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll throw all them in. But yeah, God, the bed sheet's not a chance.
Well, because they're going to come in and just take them off.
Yeah, they're not going to come in and go, oh, this is lovely. Hey, we'll just leave this.
I see, the thing is, I once watched a documentary years ago about... B&Bs in a certain part of the country.
Okay.
And they used to do this thing called the P&P, I think it was called. It was just like the pube and pluck.
Oh, God.
So they wouldn't change the sheets, but they'd just kind of go and check out if there was any pubes and kind of
check if anyone had shaved their arse in the bed.
Yeah, basically. Oh, take the pubes out and then that was it.
Oh, God.
I know.
Now, I got in a bed once in a hotel and there was a sock in the under the sheets.
Ew.
Yeah.
So that's blatantly they haven't...
Just a sock there. Yeah, that was bad.
Well, that's what you meant to do. I heard this as well somewhere else. You meant to leave like a sweet under the pillow.
Yeah.
And if you've been out of the room and they say they've been and changed the sheets, if your sheets are there.
Right.
They haven't.
Wow. Or a shit. You could do a shit under the pillow and have to change the sheets.
If you want to take it at that level, you can. I suggest you don't because you'd probably get thrown out. Don't do an arm there.
Do you know what that makes us think of? Do you know when they say that if you get something from a restaurant and there's a hair in it or whatever, you should get loads of salt and just destroy your meal with salt, put all the salt all over it and then give it back so you know that they're not just going to pluck the hair out and give you that plate back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Have you not heard of that?
No.
Yeah, so that's the say. So they say you're eating your whatever, burger and chips or whatever,
and you think
there's a hair in that. And you go, oh, there's a hair on this. You have to like obliterate it with salt and pepper. I just thought how bad you'd look doing that. Going, there's a hair on this, but I'm just going to quickly destroy this because I think you're just going to pull this out, you dirty bastard.
Yeah, well, do you know what it is, though? I've heard loads of stuff. I've heard another... Do you want another story?
Absolutely.
Another
Always.
Story. I knew someone very close to me who worked in a restaurant.
Yeah?
Somebody complained that the chicken was too oily.
Right.
The chef ran the chicken under the tap.
No.
Put it back on the plate. Dried it and put it back on the plate.
No.
I swear to God.
Oh, that's genius.
Oily no more.
Oh, God. This chicken's soapy.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're soaped, but they're definitely.
Chicken's got a Brillo pad on it. Oh, God.
This chicken's sweating.
This chicken's just swam the 100 meters.
Chicken smells like chlorine. It's kinda.
You just baptized this chicken.
Happy christening day. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My fiancé says I'm an absolute pervert.
Quality.
Because I cut open an iced finger, like the bun.
Yeah, yeah. So an ice finger, just for anyone who doesn't know, it's kind of like a brioche kind of thing.
It's a sweet bread.
You can get them from Greggs and different bakers. And it's like a sweet bread bun and the top of it, like a hot dog bun, a sweet hot dog bun, and the top of it has a big layer
with
of pink icing on.
Yeah, I love them, you know.
They are nice, yeah. Very nice.
So they cut open an ice finger bun and they put butter in it. He makes a point of telling everyone about this because he thinks it's sick. But he's also the type of guy who eats spaghetti bolognese with a knife and fork instead of a spoon and fork. So I think he's dead wrong. Could you clear this up, please? Thanks, Kelly from Belfast. Do you know what? I read that first and I was like, butter in a nice bun? Oh, my God. But why? There's icing on a bread.
Right.
So I don't know. What's
a nice
weirder?
Bun's a weird one. I agree with putting something inside that, but can I suggest jam?
Cream and jam. That's
cream.
What loads of people places
open do. Open it up and put jam in. Or you know, put something out. What are you putting butter in for? Is it real butter? Is it Lurpak or is it margarine? What's happening here?
Oh, I hope it's real
I
butter.
Understand, right? But I don't know why it's weird, because how do you make icing?
Water and icing powder. Like I thought icing sugar.
Oh, no, but that some of that butter icing's got butter in, hasn't it? So it sort of...
Yeah, this is ridiculous. She's fine putting butter in.
No, but she's not, though. There's something really weird about it. It's like I imagine how to put the butter in and then sit a couple of slices of ham in and have a dessert and a savoury all in one bite.
I would eat that.
You would, because you're disgusting.
I would eat that.
Roll my peramine out of the jar like a fucking bear.
Do you know what? I'd have sausages in it.
Oh, no.
I would.
Oh, what have I done?
I would.
Oh, what have
sausage,
I done?
Ice bun, butter,
Stop.
Sausages.
Stop.
Ice, but
stop
that
talking.
I'm hungry.
Stop talking. Stop looking in the kitchen and stop talking.
I was there. Honest to God.
This family have took a hammering in my career. Person lived across the road I used to knock on the door. I've done that in my stand-up. In my recent show, I've hammered them again. But his sister, I remember every Friday night, the family used to get an Indian takeaway and his sister used to get a plain naan bread and she used to butter it. Isn't that weird? She was like, I remember they were like kind of family all shouted stuff at each other.
Right.
I was like, I've got your naan bread. Can you butter it for us?
Butter
and then she'd
the
come back
bread.
And she'd come out in the street with this. I mean, we were young, so naan bread's the size of a bin lid.
Yeah.
So we're only kids at the time. I'll have been 10 or something, and she's been like 12, and she had like this massive naan bread just caked in butter.
But
she'd just eat it buttered.
It shouldn't be strange, but it is.
It's really weird, and I don't know why it's weird, because it's got ghee on it anyway, which
is
butter.
And you
but
butter bread.
Buttered it like it was like a massive bit of Indian toast. It was so strange.
I'd eat it.
It was lovely, and I had some of it, and I remember my dad got a curry, and I got some naan bread off him, and he went mental.
There you go.
He was like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? And I went, okay, maybe not.
Well, just wait until you try my sausage sandwich ice bun.
Yeah, well, I'll have to visit you in the asylum.
Just bring us a little George Foreman. I'll do it in my room. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Got one here.
Yes.
Okay, very short one. They've sent a picture in. Now, I know this is a podcast, but you don't really need to be able to work it out too much when I tell you what this is, right?
Okay.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I came across this on Facebook and was totally weirded out by it, so I wanted to share it with you.
Right.
I clicked on the link.
Yeah.
You can now get jewellery, namely rings, that are made out of your dead family member's teeth.
Shut up.
Absolutely. So if you want to Google this while you're listening, if you want to give it a pause, if you want to Google it, I've got the picture here that I'm just going to show Rosie. There is the picture.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you? It literally says you can get them made out of. So if someone's died or if, I mean, weirdly, if your tooth's just fallen out and you want to just put it on a ring, which is crazy.
That's...
Or, you know, your brother dies, you can have his teeth put onto your rings.
These are the molars.
They're
these
the molars
are chunky
as well,
rings.
Yeah, yeah. So
they've
it's
got
like
fillings in them.
The
look.
Fillings in them. Look at that one's black. It's like black in the middle. That looks like a bit of a cavity going on there.
That's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my whole
Can
entire
you
life.
Imagine getting in a fight with someone who's got one of them on.
Well,
yeah? You want a knuckle sandwich? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to punch you, and my dead brother's going to bite you at the same time.
Yeah. You broke my tooth.
Yeah. Me and my brother used to fight side by side, but now he just fights with us. I punch you and he gets a couple of nibbles in.
Oh, God. They are disgusting.
It's amazing, isn't it? Aren't people amazing? I mean, the rings are horrible, to be fair. I mean, one of them looks like an engagement ring, and then you can get ones with the two little other bits on. Oh,
tooth
my
crowns.
God.
Well, our little boy, Robin, lost his two front teeth really early, didn't he? Because he come off his bike.
Yeah.
I've still got them in a little bag upstairs. I could make a little necklace.
Like a little brooch.
Couldn't I? A little toddler. It'd be cute now with baby teeth, wouldn't
it? No, it wouldn't. It would be really weird.
A couple of earrings.
Oh.
Oh, Rosie, what are they, pearls? No, just my son's baby teeth.
No, and if you look like, that's weird though, especially if you had them on a necklace, because it's really like, for me, when I think of like Crocodile Dundee with like a shark tooth on his, you know what I mean, on his necklace.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, oh, right, cute. Oh, is that the, what is that? Is that a shark? Is that a tooth of a shark you killed? No, this toddler I killed. This toddler was giving us a bit of jip.
I used to have like a necklace with a tooth on. I wouldn't have been real. I think it was fake.
Nana's, granddad's?
No. I used to call it the snaggle tooth. I'd be like, snaggle tooth, like that. But to be fair, right, let's boil this down.
No, don't come down.
We've
on
been
the side
doing this for years.
Right, no. Yeah.
Well, why is it less weird to have a tooth of a crocodile tooth around your neck rather than someone who you actually really loved? You know what I mean? You could rub it on your face if you're feeling a bit lonely. It's like they're kissing you.
It's not like...
You could suck on it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I remember... I remember last meal he had on death row.
Ribs. I mean, it is gross, but I'm just trying to think of things.
My main question is, you know, when you take them to the jewellers, do they polish them or do they floss them?
Where do you take them, the jewellers or the dentist? Do you get a little drill, like, you know, when they polish it with the thing? Just knuckles. Can you do me rings? People will be buying them, though. There's some horrible people in the world.
It's the worst thing.
We're going to see people with them.
The worst thing for me is, there's one here with a fillin in it. There's a silver fillin, but they've got the tooth on a gold ring. Put it on a silver ring. Why have you mixed the colours up?
Well,
as if it wasn't tacky enough.
You can't even mix it. I mean, where's the rose gold? Hey, I'd want one of the gold ones, you know, the
gold teeth.
Wrapper. Yeah, gold teeth ones.
Like,
I'd have one of them.
Yeah, like Marv off Home Alone or Harry off Home Alone.
They are vile.
Right, well, I mean...
And I'd like one.
I was going to say, cracking bit of content, but there's your Christmas present, knackered.
Whose teeth am I getting?
I don't know. We'll see. See who's lippy. See who's lippy in the next few weeks. Oh, I'll give you my own to show you how much I love you. Pull my teeth out. Pull a tooth out with a pair of pliers and put it on a ring for you.
Well, here's a story.
Right.
Do you know my friend Steph?
Yeah.
Do you know when when she was a student, when she was absolutely skinned on the bones of her arse, she'd go to the dentist, and do you know dental work to fix a tooth was cheaper than just getting it taken out. So she's had three teeth removed just for sheer
It was cheaper to get them taken out than get them fixed. So she just got them taken out.
She's like missing, like, is it two or three? It must be two, because three would be shocking. She's missing two. Like, if she does that, if she pulls that gum back, she's got no teeth.
That's madness.
She got them taken out instead of getting them fixed.
You are... I never knew this.
I swear to God.
That's minging.
I wish she'd got them on a ring.
She's got to cash them in now. Weird them in.
Bless her. Yeah, honestly. She was skinned.
So she's like, oh, I'm skinned, just whip them out.
Mm-hmm.
God. Mm. Did anyone knew, people I knew at college were doing, they would go and do the medical trials?
Yes, I knew a couple of people who did that.
20 quid a day to sit in a bed or whatever and just get like,
they
give you loads of tablets and see what happened.
Yeah.
Craziness. Babadoo, 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 ba. Got an email here just called Toilet Roll Twat, so I had to read it. Hello, Chris and Rosie. Me and my boyfriend live together. It's not really dirty, don't worry. It's not really disgusting. Me and my boyfriend live together and have done for a while now. Although he is quite good around the house, one habit of his has really started, and I didn't know this was a phrase and I really like it, is really starting to twist my tits.
Twist my tits.
Great phrase.
Grip my shit. That's a good one as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He always does the same routine when he gets in from work. He goes to the bathroom, runs himself a bath, and does his business on the loo. Well, the past few months, I have noticed if the loo roll is already out and has less than half left, he will get a full new one from the box and use that instead.
Why?
Meaning that when he's finished, we have a half-used one and now a brand new one open, which he then puts on the windowsill as the other one is on the holder.
Oh, no.
It's really annoying, isn't it?
That would be a beef. That's a beef right there, isn't it?
Is he an arsehole or am I OCD? He's an arsehole.
No, he's laughing at you.
Oh, first of all, every night he gets in from work and runs his bath straight away like a friggin' old wife. Ridiculous, right? Oh, I need to get in and have me bath straight away. Oh, and I'm having my precious poo. I need a brand new toilet roll for my
treat
precious
myself.
Poo. You're pathetic, mate. Honestly, unbelievable that.
I know. That's reminded me of a visual that I think I'll have for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother, Kevin, he's going to hear this. I just remember when he was little, he was about 4 or 5, he used to go to the toilet, do his business, and he used so much toilet roll to the point that I can actually see him wiping, like rolling it round his hand, wiping his bum, and there's nothing on the toilet roll, but he just keeps on doing it. And I remember my mum just being like, Kevin! Stop using so much toilet roll! You're not even wiping anything anymore! And I just can see him use
You're
so
not
much.
Even wiping anything.
Because there was nothing to wipe. There was nothing to wipe, but he'd just wrap it round his hand and he'd wipe his bum and he'd put it in the toilet. There was nothing. And I can see him doing it.
Oh.
So weird.
God, if only. I've got the opposite. That's why I've had for a shower.
I know, mate. He was dry as a bone. Just reminded us of that. But yeah, kind of be opening it. But then there's part of us though, right? Okay, can we just say, do you know what?
Yeah.
Why not do something, if he works hard,
right.
Coming home from work, has his little bath, right? Yeah. Why not treat yourself to a brand new toilet roll?
No,
he obviously likes it.
No, it's not treating himself. There's no difference. He's obviously just an absolute jerk.
To him it is though. To him it might be like, oh, might be the way that it feels brand new one.
Fresh out the
you know, when you got that little bit of, if you get that off first time,
yeah,
you know, the bit where it's glued down, if you right. don't have to do it and then pick the rest of it off,
so he knows it's brand new,
yeah. Listen, as long as the other half doesn't get wasted,
yeah,
I'm on his side.
That's like a hotel thing, though, isn't it? You know, in hotels, they fold the toilet roll at the little point, pointless. Why do they do that? Like, as if, like. They fall into a little point on some of the hotels.
Some put a sticker.
The sticker.
Waste of paper.
And I can tell it's a half roll. Like, I know I'm not the first person. And I'm not bothered. I'm not going to, like, storm down to reception and go, bloody second-hand toilet roll, and just throw it in the receptionist's face. It's ridiculous.
I was thinking about this the other day, actually.
Uh-huh.
The hotels and stuff we stay in, there's always a brand new roll.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to all them other rolls? What happens to the half rolls?
Try to start a little sideline and sell them.
I just want to know where they go. Do they take them home?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? What happens to the half rolls? Why don't they just leave it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother me going to a toilet and not being a brand new roll.
Rosie, smell your very own Channel 4 investigative documentary.
So do
Dispatches presents Rosie Ramsey and the half toilet rolls.
In Britain today, there are 17,000 hotels, each using an average of 45,000 toilet rolls a week. Half of our toilet roll is unaccounted for.
Hello, I'm Rosie Ramsey and I'm here at Hotel A. Hotel A has been open for 35 years. They have, on average, 95 guests a week. Where's all the toilet roll going?
Right. What you can't see, guys, because we're doing a podcast, is that Rosie has picked up her bottle of water and is using it as her reporter's microphone, even though she is literally talking into a microphone for this podcast.
Oh, yeah, I could have just done that. Oh, shit.
She's now reached around the pop shield and held the microphone with her hand.
Where's all the toilet roll? I'm going to find out.
Brilliant.
Come and join me. Let's go to a factory. They always go to factories.
Well, you know what? This is going to be hard-hitting journalism. Louis Theroux is shitting himself.
I can't wait.
I'll tell you what, when you find it all, you can help him out. Got a question here. Now, this is relating to something else that's happened as well. So if you haven't listened already, guys, go back and catch
go
up.
Go back.
Hiya, Chris and Rosie. I started binge listening to your podcast 3 days ago and I've just had to put episode 19 on pause. Jesus, how much time you got in your hands? Jesus. Fair play. Had to put it on pause to tell you about my wedding day. The question where the bride's sister-in-law wants to wear the same colour as the bridesmaid is so relatable. So remember that episode 19 we talked about the sister-in-law wanting to wear the same colour as the bride?
Oh, yeah.
Right, now this is relating to that. My, brackets now, ex-husband's mother turned up to our wedding in the exact same colour and exact same dress as my bridesmaids. She had seen the bridesmaids' dresses and I'd even told her where they were from.
No.
But she wouldn't let us see hers, and when she turned up, we knew why.
That is...
It's unforgivable,
awful.
That, isn't it? Isn't that the worst? Isn't that so bad?
What?
That's
people think we're sisters.
Innit? That's yes. what that is. That's exactly what that is.
That oh my.
I would attach God. A photo, but I burnt and deleted every bit of evidence from that mistake I made. Wow. glad you threw it now. That's so, I mean, it must have been delicious as an onlooker when she turned up.
Oh, it would that would have been everything. Can you imagine if we were at that wedding? I'd have brought it up every 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Can you believe?
Your dress is very, it looks similar. It doesn't look, just lies different, but is that the same? It is.
It
oh.
is exactly the same. Wow. So are you the mother of the groom? Are you a bridesmaid? I can't work it out. Are you both?
So
you're
bad.
Both. Wow.
So, do you know what it is? It's essentially, it's like a stage invasion, but a wedding. It's like just jumped on and joined the band.
It's just the worst. I think, like, can you imagine how her mum would have felt?
Oh, the bride's mum.
The bride's mum.
Ye God, aye. Well, apparently she turned up in a suit.
And that's it. Thanks once again for listening. Hope you've enjoyed that one. That was a good one, actually.
Best one yet. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com and rate and like and subscribe on all your little podcast shops. And yeah, thank you very much. Big love.
We'll be back properly next week.
Properly.
Bye.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.